Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, is dead of natural causes at the age of 79. President Obama said Scalia had a brilliant legal mind.
He influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students, and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
Mr. Obama said he plans to fulfill his constitutional responsibility to nominate a successor in due time, and he said he expects the Senate to give the nominee a timely hearing and a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point. Decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue.
Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group in Munich, Secretary Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria as an essential first step to end the 5-year civil war. This is VOA News. NATO's top official rejected Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev of Russia's suggestion that the Western military alliance had rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said all NATO's moves had been in direct response to Russian actions.
But we are responding in a defensive way, in a proportionate way, and absolutely in line with our international obligations and agreements.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, also establishing a rapid reaction force. United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. They were pulled from a flattened 17-story building in Tainan. Most of the victims died in that collapsed building. The developer of the apartment building and two other men associated with the structure have been arrested on suspicion of negligent homicide. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken part in a televised debate, his first ever, as that country prepares for a presidential election on Thursday. VOA's Joe Craig is in Kampala with our report.
Healthcare and education dominated the first debate. This time around, candidates gave their positions on topics such as whether Uganda should continue sending troops to conflict zones like Somalia and South Sudan, how the country can best fight terrorism threats, if it should withdraw from the International Criminal Court, and how best to improve the economy. Museveni, with the ruling NRM party, was joined on stage by Kizza Besigye, the longtime leader of the opposition Forum for Democratic Change, and Amama Umabazi, a former prime minister to the president who is running as an independent, as well as 5 other candidates. Besigye has run against Museveni 3 times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Ugandans head to the polls on Thursday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
Colombia's National Health Institute said the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus has reached more than 31,500, among them 5,000 women who were pregnant. There's currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain has not developed properly or has stopped growing altogether. The mosquito-borne virus is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly in Brazil, with more than 4,300 suspected cases of the birth defect. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.